Hier hoben auf Mem Beis am Rauf, bei der Mishnah.
Hamafkid Mois Eisa Chaveroi. If somebody gives you money to watch, Reuven gives Shimon money of his to watch. Now, Sororon, the Shimon now takes it and wraps it around in a bag, Fehev Shidon Liachuruf, and he throws it in his back, over his back. That's the way he walks through the Shasrabim, he's carrying it along his back. Oy, Rosh, the second case, what he does? Oy, She Mosrom Libnoi Ulibiti Ektanim. Or else the Shoyme gives it over to his younger son or daughter, Ktanim. Or else, V'noil B'fneim Shloi Kero. He closes the door, but not well. He doesn't close it well. He doesn't make a good Shmira. Yeah. And something happens to the money gets stolen. So Chayiv, the Shoyme is Chayiv when he did any one of these three things. Why? Shloi Shima Kederach HaShoymim. He did not watch it the way he was supposed to. Even if it's a Shoyme Chinam, this is called a Pesheya. It's called his fault, his negligence. Therefore, he's Chayiv. But v'yim shim k'derech hashemim, if the shemim watched it the way he's supposed to, and then it was stolen, so potter, if it's a shemim chinam, he's potter on geneva of Yaveda. Now the Gemara explains. Bishleim v'kulu shloi shim k'derech hashemim. I understand the last two cases, where either he gave it over to his young kid to watch. They can't watch it. Or else he didn't close the door, so that's not called a good shemira. So if it gets stolen, I understand why the shemim is chayiv. Ella, but the first case, what's wrong with the first case? El Tzara run, where he tied it up in the bag. They have Shilun Liachurav and he threw it on his back. Mahevel El Mevet, what else should have he done? He like tied up the money in the bag and it's on his back. What's wrong with that? Why is it not called a good Shmira? Rashi says, I read Tzara run, he tied it up. Amarov, Amarav Yitzchok, Amakro, because the Pasuk says, Vitzar to Hakesa Biodecha, Pasuk by Maisi Sheni. When you take the money up to Yerushalayim, so it says Loshen of Vitzar to Hakesa Biodecha. You should tie up the money in your hands. So it's a drush and a smachta like, afo pishet zrurin, even though the money is tied up in a bag, but yiyu biyadecha. Money, what's called you watching money if you hold it in your hand? If you throw it on your back and hold it over your back, that's not called a good shmirah. Somebody can come right up in the back of you and take the money, steal the money. That's not called a good shmirah if you have the money hanging down your back. You have to hold it in front of you where you could see it at all times. The Yamrag Yitzchok, Li'olam, another drush of this pasuk is, Yehei kaspo shalad demitzuya biyadai. You should always have money on hand. Like, don't give all your money away to other people to watch it for you. Don't put all your money in the bank. But you should have some money on hand, mezumin, ready. Shenemak, as the pasuk says, V'tzartu hakesu biyadecha. Put the money in your hand. Mashma, at all times, you should have money on hand in case you may need it. May have to have to do a good business deal. You need money on hand, you should always have money. Get stuck, whatever it is, you need money on hand. The Yom Rav Yitzchak, Li'olam Yashlish Adam Es Maisa. A person should divide his money into three categories, three types. Shlish Bekarka. One third of your money you should invest to buy karka. The best thing, real estate. Buy a good home, the real estate, buy the karka, it's good, you'll always have it. Shlish Befamatia. One third do business with. That's why you have to make up on us. So do business with one third of your money. No, you lose, you gain. Shlish Takas Yodai. One third of your money though you have to have on hand. You have to have in your pocket. One third of your money. So Rashi says, Liyois Mizumilah should be prepared for you, the Tzarech Revach Abba Pislan. Let's say a good deal comes up today on the marketplace. It's a good deal. So you have to buy $1,000 worth of the goods right now. So you have to have the money on hand. So 1/3 of your money you should have on hand. V'yom Reb Yitzchok, Ein Abrocha Mitzu Yele V'dover Smuya Menayin. Abrocha, Hashem's Abrocha only comes with something that's hidden from the eye. That before you count it how much you have, then you'll have your Abrocha. So Rashi says, Ein Abrocha means Mizbarech, for Rabbi Melov. When does something become bigger on its own? That's only when it's hidden from you. We'll soon see what that means. Shenem, the pasuk says, Yitzav Hashem itcho es habrocha b'yasemecha. So pasuk means Hashem will command there'll be a brocha b'yasemecha in your silon where you store your tfua. But we dashen b'yasemecha also means lashon of simu menayin, something that you did not see. Because before you count, before you know how much you eat, you have in your warehouse, then there'll be a brocha. Even though you only have 100 bushels, by itself it could come into 1,000 bushels. But that's only before you counted it, like it's hidden from your eyes. Now that's when Hashem's brach was chal. But once you already counted, that would be a nes nigla that Hashem doesn't do so easy. That if you already counted your 100 bushels, then to find 1,000 bushels, that Hashem doesn't do so easy. Tani, we learned at the very Rabbi Shmuel, Ein ha-bracha metzuya, the bracha is only found, ela bedavar she'ein ha'ayin sheletes boy. Something that the eye did not see it. Like we're saying, before you count how much bushels of wheat you have. And then the brach will be chal, will make it more than you really have. But something that shalot vayin, and you already counted, you know exactly how much you have, then it's not shchiyah to have a bracha. Shenema, the pasuk says, Yitzav Hashem itcha es habracha v'yasamecha. Again, v'yasamecha is a lashon of genosiv. That's hidden. It's hidden from you. You don't know how much is there yet. Turn around, go like this, Nebraisa. Ha'hoylech lomad es gornoi. Somebody is going down now to measure off his warehouse, his fire loan, how much tefuah he has there. So even before he goes down, he should say, Yirotzim l'funecha Hashem l'keinu. She'tishlach brocha b'masi yadeinu. Hashem should send us a brocha, and now a masi yadeinu. And before you go to count how much money you made that day, if you're a storekeeper, before you go count the closet of money there, your drawer of money, say this bracha before you count. If you count your money, it's lost already. Hischil lomo, let's say you started to count now, you started to count how much tfu you have. Oimer should say again, baruch hashleach bracha b'kri hazeh, that Hashem should give me a bracha on this kri. I'm only starting to count. I don't know how many bushels of wheat to have here. So you can say this bracha. But modad, once you got finished counting already, how much tfuah, whatever it is, how much money you have here, v'yachakach berach, and then you make this bracha that Hashem should give you a bracha, hareza tfila shav, that's a tfila in vain. Because once you know how much you have, it's too much of a net nigla now for Hashem to change it over. That's not shchir, that Hashem does not do. So to make a bracha then is a bracha labatola. You have to make the bracha before you count how much you have. Turn this, look at the bracha. Right, why is it called tefillah shov? A bracha is not usually found. Loy bedav rashokol, not for something that's weighed already. For loy bedav lamod, not for something that's measured out. For loy bedav ramon, not for something that's counted already. Ela bedav rasamim minayin, only on some that you didn't count yet. If you don't count how much you have, then you can hope for a bracha. Hashem could make it more. Shenema, the pasuk says, Yitzav Hashem itcha es habracha v'yasamecha. Right. Now the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel says, Ksofim, money, ein lehem shmirah lebekarka. The only way you could watch your money is by putting it into the karka. Ein hakesef motzui el lebekarka. The only way a shomer can really watch money is by digging a hole and putting it into the ground. That saves it both from fire, and it also saves it from a ganav. A ganav is not going to come and dig under the ground. So that's the way to watch it. Rashi goes, otherwise, it was stolen from you, you called the Pasheya. Mashmi even Hashem Mechinam would be Chayiv. Amar Rava says, though, Omoide Shmuel agrees that there are Shabbos. If somebody gives you money to watch, and he first gives it to you on Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShmosh is right before Shabbos, Tlayatrichu Rabbanan. So Rabbanan will not matrich you then to go dig a hole to put the money in the ground. You have a right to hold on to the money until after Shabbos, and then you put it into the ground. But Vishoy lo Maitsoy Shabbos Shir Lemek Farinu. But let's say, after you made Havdalah, there was enough time for you then to go dig a hole and put the money in the ground, and you did not do it. Well, like Kavrinu, you did not dig it under the ground. Mechayiv. Then if it gets stolen, you're called a Pesheya, you did not make a good Shmira, you'd be Chayiv. V'yit Tzumim Rabbananhu. Let's say the person, the mafkid that gave you the money, is a Tzumim Rabbanan, is a Talmud Chacham. And Lagashi says, a mafkid shuchorod ala mitzvahs. He's worried, he's very careful to always do mitzvahs, so then you don't have to hide his money in the ground. Why? Because some of you could think like, maybe the Talmud Chacham will need some money back to do a mitzvah, like to buy a kais for Havdalah. The Rashi says, mitzvah Havdalah, our kais. Omer HaShem, the Shemer says, like the Shemer has the right to say, the reason why he did not put his money under the ground is because I know he's a Talmud Chacham, he's medaktik in mitzvahs, and maybe you'll need money to do mitzvahs with it. So then you have a right not to put it into the ground. But Taitimor says, now the idna, but today, there are people that go around and check out the ground. They have a sword, they stamp it into the ground to see if there's a hole there, if there's money there or not. So nowadays, it's no good to put the money in the ground. The ganov have now had to stamp the ground and check it out for money. The best place today to watch the money is to put it on top of your roof. Rashi says, begag mitachta, like underneath your roof. That's the best place. The Gemara says, though, the idna, but today, teshchichi promoi, there are people that go around and break roof, Rashi says. Shavriya tikra. They're going to know that the people hide their money under the roof. So they go around on top and break the roof to steal the money. It's still, that's not a good place to hide the money anymore. Eilem shemira ela bene urvi. The best place to put is in between the wall itself. Rashi says, ben shura sabinya b'kaisom. Like in between the rows of bricks. You have a wall made out of bricks. So there's rows of bricks. In between the row of bricks, that's the best place to hide the money. Amar Rav, Rav says, though, but Amayde Shmuel, Shmuel agrees with Kaisel in the wall, that it's good. Now, if you put it Beni Urvi, Uba Kaisel, that's good.
But vidna batrei teshchiche tufchoi batrei. There are people that go around knocking holes in walls to see the money, to find the money, in, even in the hole itself, in the wall itself. The Rashi says metafchim b'kaisel. They knock on the wall. Leidem yeshem chalal. They want to know if there's a hollow hole there, and then they'll go break through to take the money out. The kit is no good to hide the money in the wall either today. So where should you hide your money? Ein lem shmira ela betefach hasamach lekarka oy betefach hasamach l'shmeikayra. Again, you should hide it in the wall, but all the way on the bottom, near the ground, the tefach near the ground, or else the tefach near the roof. These two places, the ganoven don't go so fast. But it has to be in the wall, either all the way on the floor or all the way on top. That's the best place to watch it today. Otherwise, you're called to peshay, you'd be chayv. Oh, malei Rav Acha b'rei the Rav Yosef and Rav Ashi. Hosam tanan. Learn the Gemara M'sochem that says, chometz shenof lolov ma'polis. If you have chometz in your house before Pesach, and then right before Pesach, the wall caves down on top of it, ma'polis, a wall full of stones, fall down on top of the chometz, harei yukim avuyer. We consider like the chometz is already destroyed already, and you're not going to be over by your own by your motzei. Like Rashi says, v'yentzorch levar yoyd, the yankan by your own, there's no more by your own. Rashi for Rashi, even before you mevatel it, even without bittel. Time it's sitting like it's destroyed, you can't get to it. How much does it have to be covered up? As long as the dog cannot go dig to get the chometz, it's okay. The Tony will learn how far deep would a dog dig, like, or scratch out these stones to get it? Gimel tefachim. Kids, if it's covered up with stones, three tefachim on top of the chometz, then it's okay. That's called kimavuyim. The question is, hochimai, if you're ashamed, if you're watching money, and you want to put like stones in the ground on top of the money, how much stones, how hard does the stones have to be on top of the money? Does it have to be gimel tefachim or not? Me being the shleshet tefachim aloi, do you have to have also three tefachim or not? Omlesi said, Hosu mishum reicha, being a gimel